Come plan your dream wedding all in one day at the 17th Annual Newport Bridal Show on March 3rd. Meet with more than 80 top wedding professionals at two of Newport's most romantic venues, Rose Cliff and Ocean Cliff Mansions. Visit NewportBridalShow.net to buy your ticket today.
Morning. Tolerating difference. In many teachings of Martin Luther King Jr., there is a finite focus on tolerance and understanding. One must go the extra mile to understand those around us and be tolerant of people's differences from that understanding. Nonviolence itself is a better solution to conflict. Thus, one must approach conflict with tolerance in mind. On April 19th, 2005, my sister was born into the world with a mental disability. Though for a couple years we were unaware, it was not a surprise when we received her diagnosis of autism. I have gotten to know my sister quite well, and I have always been fascinated with their strong opinions. My sister loves chocolate in every form. She loves the color pink, and for a long time refused to wear any other color. She is also extremely decisive, something I really wish I was. In most ways, my sister and I are opposites. Even the way we look makes many question our relation. In all the time I've known my sister, I've noticed an underlying ability to be self-aware. My sister's blessing of self-awareness is also a curse with the grief it brings to her life. No one wants to be aware that they are treated differently. Because of this, my sister is obsessed with the idea of normality. It shows itself in the things she aspires to. She often talks about graduating, getting a job, and adopting a child. She has a more clear handle on what she wants than I do. Other people don't really know my sister. It's not that she doesn't want to get to know people. She is just fundamentally unable to do that right now. She's lonely. She spends many nights crying about how isolated she is because of her disability. Even my extended family, who has known her all her life, does not truly know her. One of my family members recently asked me if she needed help going to the bathroom, which insulted me. How could someone know her all her life and not have any idea what she is or isn't capable of? My mom and I find that her autism scares people. We quietly lose invitations and contact with those who don't want to put in the effort to get to know her. My mom brought an interesting idea to my attention involving many charity organizations. In seeking to be supportive, organizations often campaign for those who are disabled as them, the others. It's subtle, but it's there. In my experience, disabled people want to be normal, to be a part of society. They should be in us. They should be part of our world. It's a reality that they are. In 2018, 1 in 59 children are diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder. Those on the spectrum should not be seen as people to be separated. Yes, they have differences, but have the same underlying feelings as us. We are all fundamentally human. It is unfair to imply we separate them for something they can't help. I often see the argument that people on the spectrum don't care or wouldn't understand, but from my own experiences, I can say with confidence that they do, and that treating people on the spectrum differently ultimately harms them. How are they supposed to become part of society if they are constantly sought out for their differences and never treated like others are? I know sometimes it takes the extra mile to get to know someone on the spectrum, but in the end, you and I are not very different from someone diagnosed with autism. I believe we should stop trying to force change and accept people as they are. Other people's intolerance and ignorance towards my sister's struggles have taught me to be more sensitive to them. She has taught me that behavior is as much a communication as speech. I try to spread the word to others about the autism spectrum and the flaw of its treatment by society. And though I understand some may not get it, I want to influence the world to embrace the differences of someone like my sister and to see her similarities enough to accept her, because she deserves nothing less.